Due to a scheduling mishap, our guest tonight unfortunately will not be able to make the show. We are rebroadcasting a show from an earlier broadcast and will make every effort to reschedule tonight's guest at our earliest convenience. Thank you for your patience and enjoy the show. Welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. My name is Angel and I am your host. I would like to extend to you this invitation to join me today on a journey of exploration, discovery, and clarity with one of the many guests from the community who is committed to helping us all on our journey of spiritual transformation. Enjoy the show and be prepared to ask questions if you have them. Looking forward to seeing you today, tomorrow, and thereafter. Enjoy. Okay, and welcome. I'm Angel here, your host of Spirit Talk Radio. I'm so excited today. We have an international representation here. We've got someone calling us and calling in to participate in our energy all the way from across the pond, as we say. And it's really exciting because we're doing a Zoom chat, so we're going to be able to do this on our Guild TV as well. So I'm so excited to have Lou Krieg. Did I say your name right, Lou?
Louis Krieg. So yes, so great to be with you today, Angel. Also, because it is such a powerful day today, because we're in the midst of the summer solstice. We had such a great celebration here. I'm talking to you live from Glastonbury, England, one of the most sacred places on planet Earth, recognized as the heart chakra of planet Earth. And when summer solstice happens, everybody who is connected and who is spiritual and who is looking to open up and to connect with the earth, they travel to Glastonbury on summer solstice. And we had such a great the first gathering since the whole lockdown. And people were drumming, people were chanting, people were singing on top of the tour. And it was such a big liberation and it felt so great. And I was in my shop, Stone Age, welcoming and serving the pilgrims with the magic that I do. And I had such a wonderful day yesterday. And today the sun is shining through my window here, as you can see.
Yes.
Life is glorious.
Oh my God, it just made me feel so amazing, just that whole description. And I think it's so so beautiful that as we open back up after all the chaos, that you're able to celebrate the summer solstice. Maybe you could talk to our listeners a little bit about what's the significance of the summer solstice?
Well, the main significance is that it is actually the longest day of the year. And this is, you see, if you're in tune with nature and in harmony with the planets and what is going on, we celebrate the equinoxes and the solstice, spring equinox, the summer solstice, then the autumn equinox. And then that's how we are, how traditionally the pagans, which is a very, very strong reviving religion today here in England, because this is all about connecting to nature, worshiping nature and recognizing that nature is the most amazing teacher to all of us.
Wow, and nature is teaching us a lot right now, isn't she?
Well, you know, nature also right now is very happy because through this lockdown, we had such a revival of the sky is blue, the air is much less polluted. All these airplanes in the air are gone, and nature is actually quite happy about this whole thing. And I don't know about yourself, but I made a point for me during when the lockdown started 3 months ago. I said to myself, I'm going to take this opportunity and I'm going to take this time to work on myself and to work on myself physically, to start to do my yoga practice much more intense and much more regular. My meditation time has gone up. I meditate now up to 2 hours a day, and I work with my crystals. I had so much time to create these beautiful, powerful tools that I make for healers and light workers all over the world. So for me personally, I took this whole lockdown as an opportunity to go within myself and make myself grow. So now that we emerge again, I can be a better person and I can be a better example to other people and share with them how to live happy, healthy lives.
That's beautiful. And it's really interesting. And as you were talking, the sun just blew you up and you're just like shining as you were going through that conversation about transformation. It was really cool. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You are quite eclectic. You have like a myriad of things that you do in this conversation of healing and sound. And I would love for people to kind of really understand a little bit more about you.
When I grew up, in Germany. I was born in Germany. I spent the first 20 years of my life there. I was trained as an electronic engineer and I started a very successful career in that. However, the first thing as an electronic engineer that struck me was the importance of quartz crystal in the whole electric industry and the properties that the quartz crystal has scientifically proven properties such as the piezo effect, the way that the quartz breaks the light into whole spectrum of the rainbow colors. And third, the very, very important, most important thing that quartz crystal can store information. Mm. It is programmable. So the whole computer industry would not be possible and not happening without the quartz crystal. With a silicon chip is a thin slice of quartz. So anyway, that's what kind of led me to my path towards crystals and gemstones. And I decided at the age of 22 that my career as an electronic engineer will not fulfill my life in the way that I was visualizing it. And that's when I quit my job and I took a one-way ticket and I flew to Southeast Asia and I decided that I'm gonna live day by day and I'm gonna change my lifestyle completely. And I lived then in Asia for 2.5 years before I returned again. And that's where I started to tune into myself, where I started to get into yoga, where I started to get into crystals, and where I started to emerge my real being, started to emerge, and I started to clear all this programming and cluttering from my upbringing, very conservative, very Christian, religious. So once I have shed that, it was like a transformational experience, and I emerged as a crystal. I was starting to create crystal jewelry, like the one I'm wearing today myself.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Which is one I've just finished, and I made it in the last week. I just finished that one yesterday. Isn't that a beautiful piece?
So for those of you listening to the radio, first thing I'm going to say is go to our YouTube channel and watch the broadcast. This is a beautiful piece. Describe this piece for me, please. What crystal is that you...
Well, very, very, very interestingly, it's actually a quartz crystal.
But that's a quartz crystal? Wow.
Quartz, but it has been infused with titanium.
Wow.
Yes, this is a very, very interesting fusion because you see titanium is put into iron steel to make it harder, but also titanium is used when the doctors repair your bones. The titanium is a material that resonates with the human body really well. The human body does not reject it, so you can actually have it inside your body. But the thing is, it's all about strength and power. And this is what the titanium does to my energy when I put it on. I feel strong, I feel grounded, and I feel powerful in myself. And it's also all about communication and about speaking clear and speaking the truth. So these kind of pieces are very specialized, and I do actually make them custom made for my clients. There I assess them and we decide which kind of stones we use, and I make particular power piece, especially for individual people.
Wow, that's really cool. And you have a lot of clients from all over the place. I saw some images of you. You were standing next to Nicolas Cage. I was like, this guy has clients from all over. I love Nicolas Cage, by the way. so people come to you.
I love Nicolas. The thing is that he lived here in Glastonbury for several years, and his son went to school just down the road. And then I bumped into him on the high street in Glastonbury. We started to talking, and you know, he's such a charismatic man. But the thing is that, you see, Nicolas Cage loves crystals. He loves mystery. He loves gemstones. He loves jewelry. And if he doesn't do movies, that's all he does. He studies mysticism. But he loves to, you see, I've designed many rings for him, very, very special rings. In fact, this ring that I wear, if I show you this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
This is one of the designs that I share with my brother Nicolas. I made a ring just like it, like this one for him that he treasures and wears. Yes, but you know, for me, I serve every pilgrim that comes to Glastonbury in the same way. Of course, we get really excited when we get celebrities coming to the shop.
Oh, but of course. You know,
I share my knowledge and wisdom with everybody, and you know, small or tall or famous or not, you know, the energy of the crystals, it is such a revival at the moment. So many people are starting to work with crystals. And in the end, you know, they're gifts from our Mother Earth, and they hold the frequency of our Mother Earth. And that's why they're so powerful. When you bring them into your energy field, they help to align, they help to clear. Some stones are protective, some stones activate certain chakras. It is such a deep space of wisdom and knowledge that comes together, and then forging these pieces out of metal, out of gold, adding silver, adding symbolism, ancient symbolism, you know, like the Egyptian symbolism is amazing. It inspires me. I have so much Egyptian designs coming through, so there's never a dull moment in a day.
I love that. And you're right. There is this resurgence of crystals that are coming through. You know, I'm finding that I'm finding crystals that I used to work with, like I didn't know I had them anymore, and they're reappearing, and people are asking about crystals, you know, what to do with them and how to work with them. And I feel like it's part of Mother Earth wanting to help us heal, kind of reminding us that this stuff is there for us.
I totally agree with you. And you see, the thing is, Angel, that see, a lot of people get drawn to crystals and even buy them. But then they end up in a drawer or on the shelves, and people don't really connect with them. And that's what you have to do to get the actual benefit of it. You have to hold them in your hands. And when you meditate, if I have an example here, if I can show you that. First,
please do.
I have these incredible selenite rods.
Oh, those are beautiful.
Selenite. Look how perfectly they fit into my hands, right?
Yes.
Now selenite, and then I just rest my arms on my thighs, just like the Buddha, and I just put some meditation music on, and I have created special meditation music, especially for when you sit and hold crystals. Music that will activate the crystals.
And
because I use crystalline instruments in the sound, so the frequencies of the crystalline instrument kind of wake up those crystals in your hand, and suddenly you feel the energy flowing up your arms, and they go to different places. I can feel those right now. They make me tingle. And what the selenite does, it's a cleansing crystal. It absorbs any negative energies. So if you hold these, now this one that you have, Angel, it's like a magic wand. And if you run that over your energy field, what it does, it's like a Hoover that hoovers up any debris within your energy field.
I didn't know that about my little selenite crystal.
The great thing about selenite is it's very affordable.
Yeah, it is. It's
not expensive. Like, I paid maybe $10 for a piece like that, which is amazing. And so that's what we need to do. We need to hold the crystals. We can also lay them on individual chakras. You can do that in bed. And I, Angel, I don't know, but I have crystals in my bed and I hold crystals in my hand when I go to sleep.
Oh, wow. You know, somebody years ago, my mother passed away about 18 months ago, and it was a hard loss. And someone told me to hold, it was this crystal, and it was a smoky quartz crystal. And they was like, hold it close to you to kind of help with the process. And I did. And it was interesting because it was soothing is what
absolutely.
It was.
I would recommend the rose quartz would be very, very good for that, to hold the rose quartz to the heart. Yes, one of those.
But does it matter the shape or anything like that? Like, I have lots of globes. People, this is a popular mm-hmm. shape. People get these globes and spheres because that's what's in the store.
Yes, the shape is very important, Angel, because the thing about the globe, it emits the energy equally into all directions at the same time. Do you understand what I
yes.
mean?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
If I show you something, we have here, I have a laser crystal, okay? This is called the laser crystal. And what happens here, the energy is all around the crystal, but the main energy comes out of the termination, the tip. It's like a beam of light that comes out of there. And this you can feel. If you put that crystal and move it around in your hand, you will feel a tingling on your hand.
I don't think I have anything like that. I'm looking through my little collection. I brought all my crystals up here for you.
It is so powerful. And then you see, the thing is that the quartz has the piezo effect. So if I put pressure on a piece of quartz, it emits an electrical charge.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
Proven. And Angel, if I show you these mudra crystals that I've developed, because these are all practical tips for people. That's how you have to get your crystals out of those drawers and start using them, start meditate with them. This is the best time you can spend, is time in meditation with sacred sound music, preferably one of mine, because if you get my CDs, you will know they're on a different level because they're special for that.
Nice now, plug. I like that.
do you see these? Yes. All my music is available on my website, stoneage.co.uk, and you can listen to them before you buy them.
And we're going to sample some of it for them, too. We'll let them hear a little bit of it so they can hear your music.
Great. But Angel, shall I get a little bit into these mudra crystals?
Yes, please. I'm very fascinated by the mudra crystals. So everybody, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to actually put myself on mute so that they can see your...
Okay, so approximately 20 years, I was sitting in meditation, looking at a picture of Buddha, and he was sitting in meditation position, and his hands were in this mudra position. Mudra position of the hands means that the thumb and the index finger, they touch each other, like this. This is mudra. You know that Trump uses that when he does his speech? He does that. I think he knows what he's doing, actually. So immediately I had this idea, why don't you shape a piece of quartz that exactly fits in between your index and thumb? And so these mudra crystals were born. They come in a pair. And you hold them like this, but then you just rest your hands. But you can also meditate like this. You see, if you have it like this, if you do this, you're opening the heart chakra. This is how a lot of the goddess statues sit like that. But when I was talking about the piezo effect, because I'm putting a slight pressure on these points, I can actually feel an electric charge coming out of each tip of each crystal. So it's going into my thumb and into my index finger. The energy is traveling up my arm and it goes to all the chakras and it balances all my chakras in a very, very short amount of time.
So that's like the magic, that's like a magic button right there. And so you invented these and I'm all the way over here in California. How would I be able to get, how would I get those? Is it easy to just?
You just order them on my website and I also do a special offer of the pair of mudra crystals with one of my meditation CDs together, because that's when everything comes together. When you hold these in your hand, you're actually holding the heartbeat of our Mother Earth. And you're connecting to our mother underneath you, the foundation of all life. And then you have the music coming, and the music goes into your ears. That activates certain areas in your brain, and immediately you connect to your higher self. It's almost like an instant thing. And this is what I'm always trying to achieve when I meditate, is to connect with my higher self for guidance straight because there is all this information, this sound of the cosmos that influences us every moment in everything that we do. And if we are able to clearly connect to that for half an hour a day on a regular terms, then your life will be transformed.
Mm. That's amazing. And so I'd like to, before we play the music, because I think this is a good segue, I'd like to talk about the frequency, because people talk about frequencies, and that's a big thing right now. There's a lot of chatter going around right now where people are talking about the frequencies that we have to connect to, and then the transformation and ascension and, you know, healing. These crystals, they all resonate different around the music and around how it activates the body. Talk to me, Louis. Talk to me.
Let me just say one thing. There is so much music out in today. There is a lot of chaotic music. There is noise. There's so much noise, and noise is something we should avoid as much as possible, because noise creates stress, and stress is the worst thing that we need. And so what I love to listen to on a regular basis is, first, classical music, and second, meditation music. One of my favorite things is to listen to the sounds of nature, and I use a lot of nature sounds in my meditation CDs as well. The thing is, with all this confusion and fear that is on the planet at the moment, what we need is calmness, and we need focus. And that's what we can invite that into our life by listening to sacred sound instrument. Angel, can I give you a sample of a sacred sound instrument?
Please. Yes, I would love that. Please do.
Okay. So, because you see, we can talk about things for hours, but once you experience it, that's what it's all about. So I want to introduce you to the sound of a crystal sound pyramid, okay? These I use in my crystal sound activations. And well, here we go.
I felt that.
Everybody will feel that. Everybody who's listening to the show will feel this, because it is so precise. It is so clear, and it's crystal clear. This pyramid is actually made out of reconstituted quartz, but it seems to calm the mind down instantly.
Yes.
It's also, for me, the effect, it is like a switch where the mind suddenly is switched off, and there's total clarity. And there is no interfering thoughts that come into you, because that's what meditation is all about, to overcome the power of the brain, you see, and to actually not think anything, to that's to be open and clear and so connected.
So you can get all the stuff.
So with the right tools, this is very, you know, I have a lot of clients that say, oh, I just can't meditate. You know, I sit down and I just can't switch off my brain. You just need the right tools. What you need is a pair of Louis Mudra meditation crystals and a couple of his CDs, and you will sit down and you will go on a journey. Meditation is a journey, and you will fly with the eagles, and you will see the sun rise in front of you, and you will see the stars in the sky. You will see your totem animals. You will see your past lives, your future lives. That is what meditation is all about. It's an experience. It's like a shamanic journey. And this is why meditation is so powerful and it's so amazing. And I want all of your listeners to be able to experience this. Also, yeah. It is very, very rejuvenating.
My goodness.
Quartz has a rejuvenating quality. So I'm going to share a couple of other practical tips with you.
Before you do that, I want to tell you, I love your infomercial right there. That was amazing. I'm like, I want one of everything that you were selling just based on what you just told me I was going to accomplish. That was beautiful.
It's all available on my website, stoneage.com, even the crystal sound pyramids. Let me play you one more. I have invented this, the smallest crystal singing bowl in the world.
Uh-oh.
So you don't need to have a big, big, big crystal singing bowl. Look at this one, Angel.
Oh, that's beautiful. I saw you in the video with that. I thought it was a goblet. I'm like, is he healing somebody with a wine glass?
One thing, everything has a multiple use, and I can show you that this can be a goblet as well.
That is beautiful. He poured some water in this beautiful crystal goblet. And
yes. And now I'm going to just give it a little ding, ding, ding.
Oh, listen to that.
Now I'm charging the water. That's beautiful. I'm going to drink it.
I love it. I love it.
Rejuvenation. Angel, you see, we are very lucky in Glastonbury. We have 7 springs, so I get all my water directly from the spring. And we also, I want to show you this. Can you see the symbol?
Yes, I can.
This is the Vesica Pisces. This is the symbol of the Chalice Well in Glastonbury, one of the most magical healing places in the world. It's a sacred spring. And anyway, I collect all my drinking water from the springs, and they all get charged up with crystals. And this is all part about clearing yourself. You need clarity. You need clear water, good water. You need quartz crystals, and you need clear sounds. Let me play this bowl again for you, shall I?
Yes, please. That was so clear. That was so amazing. And then you move it around.
Yes, and then the sound starts moving. That's the interesting thing. It's like you can dance with it. And you can sing into it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, wow. It just blew my mind. So what I like about that piece is, you know, the big crystal bowls are beautiful, but they're limitations because they're big and bulky. That right there, you just... Oh my God, it was beautiful.
Also, let me tell you, see, these tools are very good for self-healing. You don't need to go to a healer. You can do that yourself. As soon as you start playing this bowl and moving it over your chakras, and that's why they are so popular, because the big bowls are more for people who perform the music. These are kind of self-healing tools that anybody can have at home, and they're very easy to play. You don't need to be a musician with very little training. You can get a beautiful sound out of it. And it's just so nice to have this in your daily routine, that you play some sacred sound instruments, maybe do a little bit of drumming, maybe do a little bit of chanting, singing some spirit animal, make animal sounds. You know, I always talk to the cows next to me. I did talk to the lions. I could, wow! The more you can activate your voice by different exercises, the better it is for you.
It's so fun to talk to someone that is just so connected spiritually that they just are just free. And as a healer, what I'm feeling is you want me to be able to heal myself. It doesn't feel like you're like, you got to fly out here and pay me $80 million and only use my, you're like, you're trying to give me tools so that I can be functional and heal myself.
Absolutely. That is the mission for me. Also, my therapy is called crystal sound activation. I'm not a healer. I'm an activator. I help people to activate themselves and to activate their own healing energy. And that is part of the purpose of my life is to introduce people to work with crystals and sacred sounds, because I just know how beautiful it is to create the sounds in your environment. And this is all about creating harmony in your life, because one big word in sound is frequency, but the other big word is harmony. We want harmony. We want harmony in our lives. We want harmony in our families. We want harmony in our home. We want harmony in our community, and we want harmony on planet Earth. And this is our birthright. And that's why we have to now rise to the challenge that is going on outside our doors.
I think that's a perfect segue. I'm glad you brought that up, because you talk about the frequencies and the harmony. And if we all came together, I had this vision one day, like if we all came together and we were all resonating in this place and held hands, we could just like heal the earth just like this.
You know, the recovery will be so quickly.
But we have to all do it.
Right? We all have to get up from our couches and our comfortable life, and we have to stand up for what our rights are in this moment in time. Because if we don't, then we will. And that's why we have to join hands and in a peaceful way, and to make sure that this opportunity that is now out there for us is taking us into the right direction, which means freedom and harmony on planet Earth, and take away all these shackles that have held us down for far too long.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. So I would love to hear some of the music. And one of the things I was also was trying to find the video I had here. I was also hoping that we could show them some videos of you working with someone. So I don't know if you have that queued up on your end. I've allowed you to share. So if you wanted to slide some of your music on so people could.
Oh, I don't.
I can find you. I can find you.
If you can find me, that would be great, Angel.
I wasn't prepared
for that.
I am prepared for everything. So yeah. I'm going to pull this crystal sound activation video. There's one, it's literally called crystal sound activation, because you made a point of saying that there's a difference between healing someone and helping them activate the process, right?
Yes.
So I'm gonna share this, and then I'm gonna let you kind of talk us through what you're doing. And I got the one, you're in your center, you've got someone laying on the table. And you've got some crystals on them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it there? There you are.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful.
So I'm going to turn the light up. So let's hear. All right, I'm going to take the sound down because I want to hear you talk about what
yes,
you're doing.
If I just to start with, the first step is that I'm choosing, after the assessment of the client, I'm choosing the right crystals to put on the individual chakras. You can see there clearly a big crystal on the heart chakra, solar plexus. There is some shungites by the feet to keep the client grounded and to absorb all the negativity that I'm just now cleansing the energy field with a crystal tuning fork. So I'm always stroking very, very gently from the top, crown chakra, slowly down over to there. There I'm going into the individual chakras with this crystal tuning fork, which has the most incredible resonance. It's very hardly audible, but it's very, very strongly feelable. And here is part of the cleansing of the energy field. I use a white smudger, Native American technique, to use the feathers for clearing the energy field together, preferable with some sage or some Palo Santo or copal. So you see what I'm doing is almost like a dance.
Yes, I was gonna say that. You look like you're dancing.
Here I'm holding a traditional a rattle, a shaker, to shake loose some of the debris in the energy field. So
I love it.
So this is the first step of the crystal sound activation, is clearing and cleansing the energy field. Then once that is done, I go in and activate the individual chakras. I have also here a bag that makes music. If you think, what is he doing there on his knees? He's actually playing a monochord that is underneath the bed. So the whole bed is resonating. You're having, at this point, the client is already lifting up from the table and is gone into very deep trance.
I'm going to turn it up so we can hear the sound.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So the whole experience is about resonant and sacred sounds. So I'm bringing together all the different, this is a small tuning fork, very, very particular sound. So in my activation, yeah, Angel?
Yes.
Sorry.
I just wanted to do that. I'm
so let me tell you. So I've done I kept counting. I have done 1,365 individual one-to-one crystal sound activations to people around the world, from everywhere, from Japan, from China, from Russia, from America, Europe, anywhere. Because one thing that connects us all, and that's apart from our love, and apart from the water that we all drink, and apart from the sun that all shines on us, but we all understand sacred sound as a language. You don't need a translator when you play a tuning fork. And I have a 99% success rate in my sessions. I have then moved on to take this one-to-one crystal sound activation into a group environment, where I do regularly groups anywhere between 20 and 200 people, where the people lay on the floor and they hold crystals in their hands, and I do this ritualistic dance with the instruments with two or three assisting musicians, friends of mine.
Oh, wow.
And then this crystal sound activation became so successful, and that I decided 5 years ago to open the Crystal Sound Academy, where I'm now teaching what I have developed over 20 years. I'm teaching that to other people. I have at the moment 50 students from all around the world.
So what is your vision then? That is that kind of where you want to go as you see yourself going into the future? Is, do you want to teach people how to kind of do what you do? Where do you see this? Because now you're talking about groups of people. That sounds really exciting.
Well, now these 50 people are out in the world doing crystal sound activations and also teaching other people. So in a way, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do next year. I'm always ready for another turn in my life, for another approach. At the moment, I'm actually working on becoming a rock star.
Oh, really?
Yes.
A rock star. It's not. It's yes. not like. It's not like you don't have the hair and everything, right?
Angel, I tell you one thing. You know, one thing that happens to me, and I travel a lot around the world, and everywhere I go, people stop me and they say, "You look like Robert Plant."
Robert Plant. I was going to say that.
After hearing this for years and years, I've decided to do something about it.
Yes, you did. I have a video of you. I have Spirit Rise. Would you like people to see a little?
I love Spirit Rise. Spirit Rise is my first. I want to be not a rock star. It's not right. I just want to use the rock music to promote a positive message to the world. I want to reach as many people with my positive message, and that's the purpose of my life for this incarnation. I want to help. I want to be one of the people that helps to make this planet a better place.
I love it. Well, I can't stand my life anymore. I'm gonna share this. I want people to see it, if that's okay with you.
Please, go ahead.
So I'm gonna go over here, and let people see a part of your video here so they can understand when you say you want to do this, that you mean it.
I mean it. Yes, I do.
Oh my God, look at that.
Well, yes, he definitely got the hair.
Yeah, you do.
So, again, I'm you can see I'm using a lot of...
I love the chanting.
Yes, chanting is one of the things I love to do. I think I must have been a Native American in a past life, because when I start chanting, it sounds like it's a Native American chant.
It does. Yeah. I didn't realize that was you when I heard this the first time. I love the imagery. I love it. When I was looking for you, who's that? That's part of your band?
Yes, this is Zoe. She's my backup singer. She's got the most awesome voice, super powered.
I'm gonna let them listen for a minute. Let's give them like 30 seconds and let them listen.
Yes, please.
Oh.
This is my guitarist, Kit Morgan.
I know. I was just about to cut back, but I can't cut off the guitar solo.
Major player.
That's beautiful. So I love it. And I love it because let me stop this here so I can talk to you. What I love about it is the message is awesome. You know, you're talking about the spirit, and I'm gonna let you speak to what your message is in this song. I love it because you guys are like normal people that are out there doing this, and it made my heart sing watching this, because you guys, it's like, I could go do this. I could do this. We're doing our dreams. We're pursuing our dreams. Damn it.
This is the real message, Angel. We can all pursue our dreams, and we all have special talents. We're all gifted with something, and we just have to find out what it is and shape it and morph it. And we have to be able, we have to learn something about manifestation. There is something how you manifest your dreams, and there's something out there for everybody. But this song is very dear to me. It's all about let the spirit rise again. You know, our spirit has been repressed and dampened for so long and so manipulated that we have to liberate ourselves and let there be freedom. That is so important. So let the spirit rise, let the waters flow. You know, we need to take care of our water and let the water take care of, and then in the end it goes to let the fire burn, and out of the ashes the phoenix shall rise again, and the spirit will rise. And this is the powerful message of this song. Out of the ashes, and right now we're in the ashes, and out of this fire and ashes, the phoenix will rise, and we shall rise, and humanity will shine again.
Wow, that's powerful. And So in your visions, in your world, we all have the opportunity to pursue, you said, the manifest, what we want, this crystal message that you have. Can that play a role in me creating myself into this person, this being a manifestation?
It's absolutely correct, Angel. You're tapping into another very powerful tool that crystal can be to manifest your visions. And the thing is that any thought that we put out goes out, and if you really focus on what you want to achieve step by step, you know, and aim high, don't be shy. But when you do that, hold a crystal in your hand, because the crystal will magnify that thought, and it will magnify the intention going out into the universe, and it will, this crystal will help you to manifest maybe your a different job, a different boyfriend, a different vision, a different life. But it's also, I think for me, it's important that what you put out for actually aligns with your inner soul purpose. Beautiful. And that it aligns with working for the better and the good of the whole planet. And that is how you can manifest a positive change on planet Earth, together with your mind power, and that amplified by quartz crystal.
You know what I really liked about what you said as you were talking? It was coming to me, it's like these crystals come from the earth. What are we giving back to the earth? And then you said it has to be for the good of all creation, because they're coming, it's like they're coming to help you. All they want you to do is make sure you're not creating anything any worse than we already are, right? You're trying to help repair.
It can't get any worse. We're about in the thick of it all.
We really are floating around there, going around in a circle in the bowl right now.
Yeah, you know, Angel, that leads me to another point that I just wanted to put out there, because I have a lot of people asking me, Louis, but are you okay with people taking all these crystals out of the earth? Are we not stealing from our Mother Earth? And, you know, I have to tell them, look, the Mother Earth, in the womb, these crystals grow for thousands, 10,000s, hundreds of thousands of years by pressure, alchemical, incredible, beautiful, perfect specimens, every one of them. But then the journey starts, and the crystal is drawn to the light. And the crystal, and it might take 100,000 years for this crystal to reach close to the surface of the earth. And when this crystal breaks through the crust and it first time sees the light, that's when that crystal is activated. And that's when the crystal becomes a healing tool for mankind.
Oh, wow. So when we go into the caves and pull them out, they're not ready yet, or is that a different conversation?
No, you know, you have to go to a certain, what I'm saying is, in that cave under the earth is no light. It's the light that activates the crystal. So as soon as it comes to the light, it's the same like when we're in the womb of the mother and the child is born, and first time the light comes, and the light activates the chakras inside your energy body.
Gotcha. We
all need the light to thrive. And the same do the crystals. And for me, the great connection between the human being, the quartz crystal, and sacred water.
These are your
ingredients to liberate yourself, liberate your soul, and truly connect to your true soul purpose.
That was beautiful. I have a crystal here somebody gave me. I love this crystal. It's a quartz crystal, and it's the most unusual shape. And I've never really understood what to do with this. I just like it because somebody gave it to me.
That's exactly what you should do. You should hold it in your hand in between like this. That's, you hold it and bring it to your heart. Yes. And now close your eyes and breathe it in, breathe it in, and breathe it out. And that's actually, and now it just, Angel, just visualize something positive. And then send it out through this crystal point and send it out to the universe. Yes, that was like a dove flew out of that
right there. Woo, manifesting right there. It was really cool though. I really felt it. I've had this crystal, I want to say 4 years, and I've never done that. I've done all kinds of things with it. I'm like, this is cool. You know, I'm like pointing it at myself. I do all kinds of stuff, but I've never done that.
Yes, it's a bit like a flame, isn't it?
It is. Yes. It is. It's beautiful. And yeah, so
have a purpose for it. You can, that's a very, very crystal to use for manifestation and for sending out positive energy into the world.
I will be working with that crystal now that I know. That's amazing. I love it. You know, I have so many questions and I'm running out of time. So I want to make sure I get all my questions here. But the first thing I want to do, I wanted to give you an opportunity again to speak about your mudra crystals and your music, because that's something that you wanted to get out there. So if you want to show your mudra crystals one more time and speak about how people can get, get it.
Yeah, it's the mudra crystals, the perfect tool for your daily meditation. They're also beautiful. So Angel, look, I have people, they use them when they dance.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, because that creates an energy flow as well. And the beautiful thing, at the same time, it charges up your body. Oh. And that's another thing, we all love to dance. We were dancing last night. Oh, you know, solstice, great celebration, great music, great dancing, and such good energy. This is Glastonbury Heart Chakra of planet Earth. I want this to go out like an infectious disease.
Ugh.
These people have to go out and heal everybody.
You want to infect me with joy and happiness. I love it.
You got it, girl.
I love it. Okay, so I have one of my favorite. I love it.
Darling. Yes,
I love it. One of my favorite topics right now is EMF and 5G, right? We got EMF, we got the 5G coming, and there's a lot of people that feel like crystals can help us with managing the resonance. So do you have any feelings about that for people? People are so stressed out about 5G and effect, you know, the energy.
Angel, they have to be stressed out, because this 5G is it's something that's coming at us that we actually don't need. I don't need 5G. I'm happy with 4G. Why do we need 5G? We don't need. But the people that want to control and spy on us, they want the 5G. So they can start to control our brains and our health, and they want total control, and we have to be aware of that. The best thing with the 5G that we can do is never to allow it to happen. And we have very strong resistance here in England. And there's areas, alternative areas, they don't want the 5G. So what we have to do is we have to rise and stand up and say, why do we need this? This is going to be such an effect on wildlife. It has shown that the bees are totally confused and dying. Birds are falling from the sky because this stuff is so powerful that it's going to affect the balance of nature even more. And so the best thing we can do is to try to stop it. And otherwise, yes, stones can soothe the effect. But, you know, this is something we need to be very, very careful and very aware about. And I don't really, you know, I never like to talk about conspiracy and things, because it is not my way of approaching things. I approach things from a different angle. But some things, and one thing I'd like to say, there's some truth in all the conspiracy theories. So we have to be at the moment very, very carefully. And we should ask the question, who needs the 5G? Why do we need it? My internet works quick and fast. I don't need to be quicker. What is the real reason behind it? Anyway, there is shungite. It's a very good protecting stone. It comes from Russia. I sell little things that you can put on your telephone. There is black tourmaline. It's a very good one for any radio thing, computers, electric appliances, negative people, all this stuff we don't want around us. Obsidian is a good reflector. A lot of people work with obsidian. It more reflects the negative energies. I have to go back to the basics, Angel. The best thing that you can do is to build up your immune system, and that is by eating good food and drinking clean water and keeping exercising your body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you on that. And as I do the work, I get your crystals, I sit down and I get the music and I'm doing the work. What kinds of nutritional tips do you give people that are stepping into the spiritual path of transformation? And
yes, absolutely. I mean, the first thing I go again, drink clean water. You know, I know that America has the poorest quality of tap water in the whole world. It's worse than India. What comes out of the tap there, it's full of leftover antidepressants and from what people have, it's the worst ever. So you have to start with, our body is 75% water, and we need to replenish that water all the time with clean spring water. Be careful. I travel a lot in America. Now what's happening is that all the water they sell, it's not spring water anymore. It's supposed to be purified Coca-Cola water. And this is what you need to drink. What water are you drinking?
A horrible water. It's a filtered water. It's a horrible water. It's all we have.
Yeah.
It's filtered. It says it's filtered and it's got minerals added, which is...
That's all no good. That's all shit. That's probably poison they added to that.
I don't want to drink poison. That sounds horrible.
Now listen, there is actually a very good crystal spring or something it's called in America. It's all over America. It's a very good crystal spring water. And that's what I drink when I'm there. Also, the Fiji water is pure spring. You might have to pay a little bit more, my dears, but it's worth it because this is the basic. The second step, I have become a vegan 1.5 years ago. I've decided to stop eating all animal products, including cheese, butter, anything like that. I have removed all sugar from my diet. There's no sugar in my house. And since I have become vegan, I have reached the perfect weight for my body. Size, weight, ratio, I'm exactly perfect. But also I feel so much stronger and healthier inside of myself. Also, once you have changed to veganism and you get used to it, you start to really like the vegan cheese. It actually tastes really good. I think now that it tastes better than the cow cheese. And, you know, also, you know, this whole thing has to do, for me, there's a vegan revolution going on in the moment. And we can change planet Earth by what we eat. And we can take these, you know, I have a farm, I have 50 cows outside my house there that I talk to every day and I'm in love with them. And now in the last 3 days, they have come and picked 25 up in them, of them up to take them to the slaughterhouse. And I'm devastated because, you know, this mass production and killing of animals and the fear that is inside those animals. And then people eat this. I'm going to say no more. I think I made my point.
You've made your point. And I think that there's also the reality of our we're running out of food on our planet.
And
that's a real conversation that we're just not addressing right now, but there's 7 billion people plus on this planet and we're running out of food.
Well, it's a very, very serious, and the energy that it takes to actually produce one burger or to raise one cow, it is so ridiculous that, you know, I had a barbecue the other day and it was all vegan burgers and vegan sausages. They taste so beautiful. It just takes a slight little change in your mind, and if all people would eat vegan tomorrow, there would no be slaughterhouses anymore. There would be so many new jobs created by the new opportunities with creating food that is sustainable and healthy for the whole planet and for the human beings that live on it.
So I'm still going through my process in trying to release the intake of meat years and years and years. It takes a minute to complete the process, so I acknowledge that. But I'm a medium, and I can tell you, when I go to places that were slaughterhouses, but they're not anymore, and then people are moving into them to try to live, the energy is so bad.
Oh my God, I don't even want to imagine to move into a slaughterhouse.
Well, a lot of times they don't know. You know, people will move into these spaces, and this stuff will start to occur. So they'll call somebody in to do something, and we'll come in and we're like, oh my God, this used to be a mortuary. Oh my God, this used to be a slaughterhouse. And the energy is just so icky.
It's terrible. Also, let me share another thing. You know, I'm actually the son of a butcher.
Oh, wow.
So I grew up with meat. I was raised on meat, and I also witnessed the whole thing. But we're talking like 50 more years ago, when everything was different, and everything was organic. There was nothing that was not organic, because there was no pesticide.
There was nothing. We didn't have all that stuff. Everything. We didn't have hormones either, and all the weird stuff that we do to help us.
I think that the whole food processing thing, it brings everybody knows that processed food and meats create problems in the stomach, create stomach cancers, and they're so bad for you. Why can people not stop doing things that are bad for them?
A good question.
Can't humanity stop doing things that's bad for the planet?
Oh my God. You know, I have had so much fun with you. I'm looking at the clock and we're coming to an end,
I'm going to come back. We have another one sometime.
Yes, we will. I'm going to have to get out there so I can sit on your table.
Glastonbury.
So let's give you one more pitch shot on for people to reach out to you so that they can engage with your process. And if you want to, I'm not sure how you want to, if you have an offer for them, but you can pitch anything you want.
Here we go. I have a 25% sale on my website at the moment. Okay, so here is the offer for all of you, because I'm 25% off everything: my jewelry, my healing tools, my meditation music, my rock music. Everything is 25% off on stoneage.co.uk, or if you put in Stone Age Glastonbury, it will pop up a beautiful website. Everything is beautifully described. You can see my healing tools there. That's the first point of entry. If you're interested in my products, the mudra crystals, everything is there. The second point of how to get to know Louis better is visit his YouTube channel, Louis Krieg on YouTube, and check out his healing videos, but also check out his rock videos, because there's another one which I just released, which is called The World is Upside Down. And when I was in Mexico last winter for 2 months to work on myself, just to be away from everything, just to meditate and just to do yoga, stretch, eat good food. I was standing on my head on the beach and I suddenly had these words came through, and it said, the world is upside down. Let us turn it around. The world is in despair without loving care. And that's where my new song was born, standing on my head in Mexico on the beach, watching the waves coming in and the sun going out.
I think I saw that. There's like a guy standing on his head in the video, right?
You need to watch that one. So watch that one. It's called Upside Down. It's going to turn your world around. It's such a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming.
Such a good job.
Thank you. We're gonna do this again. And what I sent out to the universe is, this is you talk about your calling, so I'm gonna speak my calling. I want to be a place where people can hear and see messages. There's so much out there right now, and there's not enough places for people to go to hear from people like you. And so I thank you for being a part of this, and I'm hoping that we can get more and more and more and more and more people to hear the messages of rejuvenation and life and peace and the things that we need to do, because we got to save our planet and we got to save her today.
I have nothing to add to that. Thank you. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much. Goodbye. 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 Take care. Many, many love, many wishes. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Oh, namaste.
Namaste. All right. So I'm going to end the call so I can eat my food. I'm going to send you an email. I'll let you know when it's going to be, where it's going to be, because we're going to post the show on the date that it is. So I want to post the video at the same time so the video doesn't go before the show.
Okay.
And yes. The only thing that I would like to do is I want to make sure I post your website. So you said it's Stone Age.
So it's www.stoneage.co.uk.
Age.co.uk. I probably have that. Your person is very
efficient. And also, Angel, listen, send me your postal address. I want to send you a collection of my CDs and a pair of mudra crystals.
I'm going to send you that too. I'm going to send it to you an email in case I screw up and then everybody doesn't have my address on accident on YouTube. So I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you in email.
I need that separate so I can see very clearly. Say, okay. Louis, here's my postal address. I'm waiting for my mudra crystals.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna let you go. Have a fabulous day. I'm gonna tell everybody that I know that I interviewed Robert Plant today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening. I'll talk to you soon.
You keep doing that good work.
I'll try. You too. You're amazing. Yep. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.